right, good afternoon. Got a lot of things we're trying to get done, but such is the case annually on this fourth preseason game week, if you will. First and foremost, obviously, we want to have a good performance and do what's required to win the game, regardless of who's on the field for us. You know, I think it's important that you finish on the upswing, and I know it'll be an exciting environment, particularly for some of the guys that will be participating in the game extensively at the end that probably hadn't had a great opportunity to show what they're capable of. Excited about giving those guys that well-deserved opportunity. There's certain guys that we're working to preserve, if you will, established guys, guys dealing with minor injuries and so forth. That list isn't complete, but their participation could be minimal, if at any. Guys like Ben, guys like Cameron Hayward, who's been nursing an ankle. If it was a regular season, he may be available, but we're probably going to take care of him. And guys like Troy, you know, there's some guys that have minor bumps and bruises that may limit their participation, but the story might be different if it were a regular season game. Sean Spence, Jason Worrells, Lance Moore being guys that kind of fall in that category. But there are some guys who've missed some time who appear to be above the line, and we're looking forward to watching them participate. Guys like Will Allen, who's back on the practice field, and some others. So we're multitasking in a lot of ways, but such is the case this time of year. It's an exciting week. We're working hard for the guys that are going to play an extended period of time to make sure they're in best position to show what they're capable of. Like last year, Landry's going to get the majority of the quarterback work. It's a big-time opportunity for him. Looking forward to him showing what he's capable of from that perspective. And I really think something that's often underscored but is big in this football game is the kicking game. Many of the guys that are fighting to improve their position and within the group and carve out roles for themselves at the 11th hour, we're not talking about defensive backs that are going to play defensive back or wide outs that are going to play wide out. Usually we're talking about defensive backs that are going to be gunners and corners in the kicking game and wide outs in the same discussion. So, you know, oftentimes a lot is written and said or paid attention to about how they perform offensively and defensively, but what they do on special teams is going to be a significant element in determining who sticks and who does not. That's just a function of this time of year. So we're excited about the preparation in that area and ultimately the play in that area. But like I said, this is always an exciting week. It's the witching hour, and you know, I like the work that I've seen from the guys thus far. It needs to continue as we push forward toward Thursday. Be happy to address any questions.
Coach, what's the status of Bell and Blunt, and will they be disciplined?
They will, but like I told this group yesterday, that's our business. It won't come from me. I won't talk in great detail about, what we laid down in regards to dealing with the situation. But just rest assured that we deal with unfortunate situations in an appropriate manner when they rise up, and hopefully those two guys will show what's capable in terms of moving past it.
But you don't want to address it any further?
Not at all.
Will they be playing on Thursday?
Absolutely.
Can you talk about what the guidelines are, if something is outlined in the CBA versus what the team's rights are in terms of suspending a player?
You know, like I just said, I'm not going to get into a great detail there. You can read the CBA. There are certain guidelines, particularly in regards to off-the-field behavior or inappropriate behavior. And obviously, we're going to work inside those guidelines.
Mike, is it your expectation that the game will be officiated during the regular season in the manner that it has been in the preseason?
You know, I expect it to be officiated appropriately. And, actually, I got a conference call this afternoon regarding that very thing with the competition committee. There were several things that we were looking at in the preseason from an officiating standpoint, the points of emphasis in the secondary. And those fouls have, obviously gotten a lot of attention. But there were several things we were looking at. We were looking at the extra point. And there are several discussions that need to be had relative to officiating.
Mike, sometimes those points of emphasis, are they emphasized in the preseason just to kind of prepare them for the regular season or show them what shouldn't be done or what?
No, I think Dean is better equipped to answer that because I'm not going to speak in terms of what his department intends to get done with the preseason. I'm not privy to their interior agenda. It's my job to coach our football team and respect the points of emphasis and try to get it displayed in our play. And really, until last Thursday, I thought we'd done a really good job of displaying that over the course of the preseason. But obviously, there were 13 flags accepted against us in Philadelphia, and that's below the line from that standpoint.
Mike, continues as an offensive player, play caller, do you have to be able to use that to your advantage when you devise a game plan or call a game?
If it continues in the manner in which it has been administered, it requires very little work from the play caller. It's just happening, you know. And that's as honest as I can be about it.
Defense hasn't been maybe as crisp as you guys would like. How do you weigh the work that they need to do versus the wanting to protect them in a game situation like you have on Thursday?
You know, I don't live in my fears in that regard in terms of protecting people and things of that nature. The game of football is what it is. It's my job to make sure that they're ready, and we're going to do that and try to do it as efficiently and professionally as we can. If they need the work, they're going to get it, whether it's individual or whether it's collective, where we're talking about units or the team in general. That's just my approach to preparation.
Would you consider then playing them maybe more than you have in past years, that first group in this final?
That's exactly what I meant in answering that question.
Will Keese will get any playing time this week?
Yes. And really, you know, I'm interested in taking him to the deep end of the pool to see if he can swim a little bit. We'll see how he does.
Coach, your thoughts on after three games out there, is Hayward Bay has done well. He gets a lot of playing time in this game.
You know, he's done some really good things and some really good things of late after he came back from his concussion. And I'm just as pleased with what he's providing us from a special team standpoint as I am what he's doing at wide receiver. Like I was talking about earlier in terms of the people having an opportunity to make a final case for themselves, I really like some of the things that he's shown us in the kicking game of late. Some things that, quite frankly, I didn't know he had in terms of his willingness and ability to cover punts, his willingness and ability to block for punt returners in the vice game on punt return. It's attractive, and he'll be given an opportunity to display those things along with his wide receiver play in this game.
Mike, I know it's the preseason, but how would you assess the running game as a whole? Are you happy with where it's at right now?
You know, I'm happy with what I've seen in the setting in which I've seen it. And what I mean is we've had a lot of work at it in Latrobe and some live settings. We've practiced against the Buffalo Bills. We've taken it into some stadiums some. Sometimes our agenda is different inside stadiums because of the limited amount of work. You know, the second preseason game against Buffalo, we want to focus on no huddle, want to give Ben some extended time at that. Oftentimes, the run game doesn't get an opportunity to shine under those circumstances when we know we're working with a limited number of snaps. But what I've seen to this point, I'm comfortable with, but the proof's in the pudding. We're going to get plenty of opportunities to show what we're capable of in that area and all other areas, to be quite honest with you.
What's your assessment of Jarvis Jones, where he is, his readiness? He obviously had to miss a little bit of time early this preseason.
I like the work that he's done. By no means is he a finished product. You know, Jarvis is the type of young guy that I expect him to continually be on the rise, not only through the remainder of this preseason, but as we get into the season. You know, sometimes you think as you push forward toward opening day that you could take a snapshot of individuals in a group, and that's the finished product, and really that's far from the case. I expect us to continually get better even as we push through opening day and into this season, because the reality is ultimately if we're going to be the type of team that we need to be and want to be and individuals that we need to be and want to be, we're going to be continually in growth and development, particularly from a young guy standpoint. You know, guys like him, guys like Ryan Shazier, you know, guys like Stephon Tuitt have proven that they're probably capable of going to be components of what we do defensively. But I would imagine if things go according to plan, they're going to be much better players at the end of the year than they are right now.
Mike, there seems to be an increased use of analytics in the game. Can you talk about what the Steelers have done over the past year, or if you've done anything extra or added capabilities in that area?
We've done a lot. Ultimately, you know, the bottom line is you come to the right answer or the right result. And oftentimes for me, analytics, you know, the end destination is the same. Sometimes just your gut and years of experience takes you to that same destination. I have a respect for analytics, but it's not the end-all, be-all in terms of an analysis of anything for me singularly. It's another tool to use to gather information and hopefully done so to come to the right answer or the right end result, whatever it is we're talking about. And that's our approach to it. We're not resistant to it in any way. But we're not completely solely married to it without the utilization of other tools at our disposal to come to correct answers or gather information that's going to help us win football games.
Did you add some staff in that area in the offseason?
You know, we added some staffing. You know, I don't want to say we devoted anything singularly to that. Like I said, our mentality is that we're open, but we're not completely in the boat in terms of unwilling to utilize other tools or historical tools at our disposal in terms of gathering the information.
Are you pleased with the internal competition, or do you expect to make a lot of waiver looks over the next few
years? I have been pleased with the internal competition, but also at the same time, I'm open to answers from whatever direction that might present themselves. I respect what goes on this time of year, and know that there are capable players out there that could add value to us. We've utilized that in the past. We've utilized it in the recent past. You know, Cody Wallace wasn't a guy that spent a lot of time with us last year in the preseason, but ended up being a valuable member of our football team and a positive contributor to our efforts, particularly as we got into the end of the season. So I'm not opposed to it, although I will acknowledge that I do like some of the competitive things that are going on here with the guys that we are working with.
Will you scale back offensive play calls, defensive looks, knowing that you're playing Carolina for real in a couple of weeks?
Yes.
I'm sure they will too.
Hey, Mike, what do you need to see from Landry Jones?
You know, just consistent above the line play. And that's about as straight of an arrow as I can fire.
Is his spot secure, or do you need to see more from him?
I need to see consistent above the line play in all areas.
Michael, will you start? Will you start the game with him?
We're undecided on that. I will acknowledge that he's going to get a significant amount of play time. I think he started the game last year. We'll come to that determination. I'm not opposed to that, obviously.
Comments on the punting situation, and do you expect to have another punter on the roster beside Brad for Thursday night's game?
I like what Brad has done, not only in this preseason, but what he's done in training camp. Obviously, it's not what we envisioned when we were starting to put this thing together in the spring. We thought we were going to have stiff competition between he and Adam Podlish, but I like the work that he's done. He's continually growing. What was the second part of your question? I'm excited about what Brad is doing. He probably took a little step back in performance last week, but we added a few other things to his menu that we hadn't asked him to do. Let's see how he responds this week. I know that one of the things that's impressive about him is during the course of this thing, when he's had negative days or negative drills, he always does a good job of responding to it, and that shows growth, and that shows the mental makeup that I desire, that we desire. So we'll continue to work with him.
Do you guys have any idea about Warren since his injury?
I'm sorry?
Greg Warren, in terms of, it's been a little while. You have a better feel for September 7th, whether he may or may not be available?
He's got a shot.
Hey, Mike, this has been a difficult preseason for secondaries around the league because of the rules enforcement and all the flags and all the up-tempo offenses. Where's your group right now, particularly your cornerbacks, which is a pretty veteran group?
You know, I like the work that our group has done. I like their overall level of preparation to this point. I said earlier in regards to overall readiness question, I feel good about what we've done, but the proof is in the pudding. So I like the position of the group. I really think they've done a great job of embracing the challenge that they faced, the point of emphasis, and really understanding it. And showing the ability to move forward after negative things happen, flags on the ground and so forth. But that's really a sign of maturity, and you really got to acknowledge probably the leadership, guys like Ike Taylor and Troy, from that perspective.
Mike, if guys won jobs in these last preseason, roster spots in these last preseason games, have you, changed your mind going into and then coming out of this game?
Most certainly. And I provided the team examples of that this morning. I thought – last year, going into the Carolina preseason game, Derek Moore was on the outside looking in. He did enough in that football game to turn the tide for himself. If you look at over the history of time, you can go back to 09. Stephon Logan returns the first punt in that game back 80 yards and earns a spot for himself. Sometimes you got to study the history of this game and this series specifically to provide information for men so that they can know that they got a legitimate opportunity to help themselves. And some of the examples of that opportunity are sitting in the room with them.
Anything final? All right.
Great. Thank you.